Welcome to the BizNews Premium Briefing. I'm Alec Hogg, and this is your podcast, our daily private conversation where we go behind the scenes of the website, check in on BizNews TV, and I share a few thoughts from my world. This is The Inner Circle. It's Monday, the 3rd of November, 2025, and boy, did I have a fascinating conversation today with Darvi Root. But before we get there, what we are doing now is restructuring a little for the BizNews Briefing. You might recall that the briefing used to be out about lunchtime. It would be some days 25 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes. What we've done now, because on the 17th of November, we are launching a brand new show on ENCA. We're invading mainstream media, if you like. But we will be taking your support, as a result of your support, of what you've done with BizNews over many years, the way that you've encouraged us to speak freely, speak openly, to pursue our independence. Well, as a result of that, we're now going to be putting a program on mainstream media, on ENCA, at primetime, 7:30, every weeknight, and we'll be focusing there. It's going to be called BizNews Briefing. So BizNews Briefing is then changing. It'll be a 13-minute program where there's a focus on an issue that really is important. And the issue that we focused on today is the mini-budget that's coming out next week. It's called the Medium-Term Budget Policy Statement, sure. But I still know it as the mini-budget. Anyway, it's next Wednesday, and I spoke to Darvi Root about that. It was a fascinating conversation. It's the 13 minutes is in the evening, and then the full interview, the full what we call the director's cut, which is running for nearly an hour, with Darvi, who's just a wonderful raconteur and magical insights that he has. That is, the director's cut will be available from 8:00. So that's the way things are going to work in future. What did Darvi have to say? Well, a lot, as you might understand. We kicked off there by having a look at what's going to happen with VAT at the mini budget. Are we now, because the VAT wasn't implemented 6 months ago, do we now have to implement it now? Is there going to be a whole new fight? Where's the money coming from? And he had some very interesting answers to all of those questions. But no, long story short, we don't have to hold our breath for another VAT increase. The hole is not big. In fact, it's been closed, and there's a surprising reason for that. And there's also a realization in Pretoria that we have a thing called Laffer's Curve, and Darvi again explained, he unpacked the whole Laffer's Curve for us and why Laffer's Curve means that we can't increase taxes, and that's personal taxes and business taxes and customs taxes and pretty much every other tax that we have in South Africa. I had a look the other day at property tax. Property tax is off the wall crazy. 11% when you start going above 5 million, and if you go over 10 million, it's 13% tax that you pay to this government. Yow, that's lots of money. 1.3 million for a 10 million rand house. And, of course, there are people who buy much more expensive houses than that. So the property tax here has got to be a world record, a world leader around the world. Anyway, Laffer's Curve tells us that you get to a certain point where taxes become inefficient because people just start not paying them, and they start cheating, and they start just refusing to comply, or they stop working. They stop earning money so that they can't pay taxes. Again, that would suggest that we're in a bit between a rock and a hard place, and the only not-so-hard place is VAT at some point in future. Anyway, hasn't come through yet, but we shall see what happens into the years ahead. He also spoke a bit about privatization by default, how South Africans have become state-proofed, as Spitleroo of Sokolika has been calling it. Darvi is a big supporter of what Spitleroo says, and that generally is, if you want an optimistic way ahead and to have an optimistic life, well, take responsibility. Don't put your future in the hands of incompetence and indeed people who are probably better at stealing money than they are at implementing the money that you give them for the benefit of society. And he made some very strong points about why every rand that is given to government would be far better utilized if it were in the hands of the private sector. So some really interesting conversations and points that we spoke about today, and you'll be able to get that whole director's cut at 8 o'clock this evening. I had another interesting conversation this afternoon with Matt Chauncey. Now, here's an interesting man. He is with an NGO. He lives in Alabama in the United States, very well connected in Washington, and knows Brent Bozell, the new ambassador to South Africa. And that's the reason why we had a very interesting conversation about Mr. Bozell and what the new ambassador might do in this country. You'll have to wait for that one. That's only going to be available tomorrow evening, and it's going to be the focus of the BizNews briefing tomorrow. But I can tell you that it's worth waiting for. Just by way of other background, Matt spent 5 years living in Stanford, the village of Stanford, which is just up the drag from Hermanus. And both of his kids, he says, were born in South Africa and live here. So there's a very close connection with the country, even though he's much closer, as you'll hear from the conversation, to the American political scene than he would be to the Springboks. So anyway, talking about the Springboks, wow, wasn't that a performance over the weekend? Let's hope that they can keep that rolling this weekend, which is going to be a really tough one. Of course, when it comes to sport, I can't let you go without telling you that my football team finally won a game, and that has put me in a very different state of mind as well. The other subject that we're going to be talking about going forward in the rest of the week is the fallout from Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi, the Lieutenant General who is the head of the South African Police Services in KwaZulu-Natal. I will be talking to Glynis Breitenbach in some depth about this, what she's seen, the questions she's been asking, the central characters, the police minister Mchunu, who looks like he might be better served now, actually just resigning and leaving the scene, and somebody said take an ambassadorship. In fact, somebody was the Chris Stein guest on the Sunday show on the weekend. Well worth what listening and watching that one. Yo, Chris found some fascinating guests. And then we have Shadrach Sabir, who is a police general, the deputy commissioner. So in other words, next in line when the commissioner, Mfani Masemola, leaves. And he has been accused of living way beyond his means. Who knows? And then we have Dumisani Khumalo, who is the head of crime intelligence, who likes to appoint people who aren't necessarily well-trained, including a young lady who had no police service whatsoever and was appointed as a brigadier and with quite a big job in Pretoria. And then Masemola himself, the commissioner of police. So there's all kinds of moving parts here. And I'm really keen just to find out from a layman's point of view, from someone who's in the economy, from someone who's investing in businesses, what the heck is going on here amongst these policemen and these slush funds, at least 600 million, and people who get flown in super jets, private jets, because they need to be in one place or the other and get locked up for weekends, and suspects who get killed, who get, well, eliminated. It's the whole thing is just a crazy, crazy circus. And let's hope that those people who are sitting in and listening carefully, like someone as clear-headed as Glynis Breitenbach, who is the spokesperson on justice for the Democratic Alliance. Remember, she's no more the shadow minister because they're part of government. And as a consequence of that, she is now officially the spokesperson. We'll be talking to her later in the week. And I'm sure that's lots for you to look forward to, as well as all the great stuff that you get every day. Do read the pieces by John Mattison and R.W. Johnson that are on the premium website today. Until tomorrow, cheerio.